In the three-week wave of unrest that swept minority neighborhoods throughout France last month, one city was notably spared, the bustling, colorful southern port of Marseille. The town is one of the country's highest concentration of immigrants, but following a centuries-old tradition, the residents of Marseille do not live in segregated communities, and they demonstrate a stronger sense of loyalty to the city than to the nation. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this report.
Marseille was founded more than 2,600 years ago, long before the French nation. Surrounded by hills, it faces south on the Mediterranean Sea and virtually turns its back on France. The city has always had an independent streak. Guide Corinne Sémassian relates how in the 17th century King Louis XIV came to Marseille to quell a rebellion.
This is the reason why we have that citadel, Saint-Nicolas. The cannons were turned toward the city and not toward the sea in case of invasions, but just to control our population. Marseille, la rebelle.
The city of French connection fame has a bad reputation in the rest of the country. It was often run by gangsters and is seen as a haven for shady activities. Marseille has always been more interested in trade than in highbrow pursuits. It has 800,000 residents, 300,000 are of Italian origin, 200,000 are North African Arabs, 80,000 are Jewish. And there are large communities of Comorans, Armenians, Turks, Vietnamese, and Chinese. Soheb Boucheik is the mufti, the Muslim leader of Marseille.
Marseille a une longue tradition.
Marseille is a port, and it is the portal of France, the waiting room for integration. Here you have many communities over many generations. People here are not disturbed by strange or foreign behavior of others. That is not the case in the rural parts of France.
Every year, 40% of all immigrants who come to France arrive in Marseille. This is a weekly program on Radio Galère, a community-run station. Contrary to the rest of France, there are many non-white journalists in the local media. Host Nafisa Seguirat, who is of Algerian origin, says the program is aimed at giving young new arrivals of different ethnic groups a forum for dialogue.
We want to give them a chance to talk themselves and where they come from, their first encounters here, what was positive and what was negative, their job search and how they're integrating with the society. Has France lived up to their expectations? And most of all, their dreams.
Programs like these go against a long-standing French tradition that does not acknowledge ethnic differences. And in Marseille, city authorities are also less observant of the French principles that ensure strict separation between church and state. The municipality gives grants to associations that have some religious or ethnic connotations. And it has created a task force called Marseille Hope. Whenever there are problems between communities, the mayor calls in the leaders of all the faiths, not to talk about religious issues, but to try to resolve social and political tensions and restore calm. And in a country that firmly rejects the notion of affirmative action, the Marseille police force has many agents of North African origin. One of the main promoters of outreach to minorities is Deputy Mayor Michel Bourgat.
We must stay in the reality, not in what we want and what the whole France want. We must be very realist if we want to have a good society for our children.
Bourgat is a doctor by training. 10 years ago, his 15-year-old son was killed on the street by a homeless Moroccan teenager. Since then, Bourgat has dedicated himself to preventing delinquency in the poor immigrant neighborhoods. He says one of the reasons Marseille did not experience unrest in November can be found in its particular urban structure. Unlike other cities, its minority neighborhoods are not distant outer suburbs, but are centrally located. Young people of different social classes and ethnic backgrounds hang out in the same central squares.
Marseille is a melting pot, a real melting pot. And our ghettos, they exist, of course, but they're inside the urban net. That's the reason the link between people and between communities is still very, very strongly alive and better than in other towns.
But Bourgat acknowledges the city's main problems. There's 14% unemployment, and community relations are not perfect. 20% of the population, white French people, vote for the extreme right. This outdoor marketplace is in the center of Marseille. Arabic music is played in a halal butcher shop. Nearby, fishmongers yell out their wares with the rolling R's of the Marseille dialect. Customers wear a variety of attire, a white jellaba of a North African, a long black overcoat of an Orthodox Jew, a blue blazer of a French yuppie. Fouad Hassami was born in Algeria and has lived here for 30 years.
I know every corner of Marseille. This is the real Mediterranean, a crazy mix of people, Italians, blacks, Arabs, Turks, Greeks, Corsicans. It's great here, but not with the French. I don't feel French, but I do feel like a citizen of Marseille.
But there are cracks in the picture. Marseille is not isolated from the rest of France. In the marketplace, one can hear bitter comments, Sarkozy, Sarkozette, disparaging references to the French interior minister, whom many here see as the symbol of French discrimination against minorities. Municipal authorities are aware that they can maintain peace in Marseille only by quietly bending the rules. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.